What is going on, everybody? I'm Sy.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another Interracial Odd Couple Podcast episode. Episode 19 up in this bitch. Hopefully everybody is staying
high and right.
And positive vibes as always. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's doing okay. If you want to reach out to us, you know where to find us in our description of the podcast. Whatever outlet you choose, we are available to you.
Yeah.
So, baby.
Yes.
What's been going on? What's been happening? The people ain't heard from us in a couple of weeks. Last time we talked, you was talking about how you was getting into your Kundalini bag and everything.
Yeah.
On your own journey and fuck everybody else.
Yep. Still on it. Sticking to it every day.
There we go. What's been going on?
I'm just doing the yoga.
You still sticking to it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doing it every day.
Yep.
Except for sometimes I don't do it on Saturday. And then do it on Sunday evening when you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it easier.
Okay.
But yeah, trying to do it every day. Anywhere from 15 minutes to 40 minutes.
She don't want me to see her in them yoga pants, y'all. That's all that
is. We wouldn't get nothing done.
Yeah, you ain't fooling me, woman.
No. Yeah.
I will one day. Watch.
I'll see.
One of these days I'll be off and I ain't gonna tell her.
Oh.
I'm gonna hide out and I'm gonna sneak back in the house. Oh.
All right.
Look through the back window.
That's creepy.
And you gonna see me?
Yeah, I would real quick.
No, but yeah, you've been doing your yoga.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Doing the yoga. Meditating.
Yes, working on meditating.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your meditative journeys been taking you so far? Where's it been taking you?
Nowhere.
Seriously?
I got to get more in tune. But it seems like I'm like really, really in tune, though. That's what's so baffling. So I don't know. Maybe just not doing it good enough.
Well, when you're asked to do meditation, what is it at? I mean, what are you supposed to be meditating about?
It depends. I mean, releasing stress, grounding.
Mm-hmm.
What other ones? Just loving yourself and all that good stuff with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just put on guided ones and let them do the talking.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of curious about, what they asked, yeah. What's being asked for you to meditate about.
But. So I'm seeing, I did one, it was really funny too. I did one that was for seeing your ancestors or your spirit guides or something like that. Or to go talk to your spirit guide, something like that. I could not pay no attention. I'm like, my dude does not want to talk to me or see me.
Why do you feel that way?
Because he does not want, I don't know, it's really funny. He just doesn't want me to know his name and says, I know it. Like, no, I don't, fucker. Tell me. So it's confusing.
So how do these guided meditations go? Does it start off like this? Embrace his big black arms around your white body.
Yeah.
See his beautiful smile.
That will be in your world, yes.
Feel his deep love penetrating.
See, we wouldn't get nothing done.
Your yoga pants. Oh, and cherish the downward dog position.
I know, it was hilarious. I finally got it. I'm like, Ghost, you've been doing it forever. That's the downward dog.
No shit, dear.
Ghost, he always says it.
Did you just really have that moment?
It's hilarious. Yeah, epiphany.
Same thing that I had. That was just the equivalent of me realizing that pickles came from cucumbers.
I know, right?
That's why I cracked the joke just a couple weeks ago. He was on your yoga mat. I said, do your downward dog, Ghost. Come on.
He does. He does it every time he, you know. I don't know why he does it all the time. It's really funny, though. He's constantly always stretching and stuff. I'm like, dude, you're yoging.
Getting more in tune with nature through your animals.
That's hilarious. Damn dog.
He is your dog.
He is.
He's definitely your dog.
Yes.
So you came up, well, I mean, so far, at least you came up with a new epiphany. That's great.
Thanks. I did not get that while meditated.
Oh, man. So.
Yes.
Even though this is a new and improved, what's been going on with the children? Gina's family update, y'all. It's been a while.
They're all really doing good.
Bullshit.
Let's see. Caleb's dressed to the max. So he's
good. He got that new position, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Training ends Friday, so he'll be done doing these 12, 14 hours and only getting paid for a certain amount. So mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, you need to say something.
Yeah. Because so, you try to play the... I mean, it's also in the new world of office politics.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whole different aspect.
Shout out to you guys that can endure that shit. I couldn't do it. I tried it. Been there, done that. Can't do it. Mm-hmm. No. And more no. Get your fake shit the fuck away from me. I don't care about your cat whiskers. Sorry. I don't care about your wife sleeping with the fucking yoga instructor. I don't care. Where's those TPS reports? That's all they care about.
Right.
But yeah, he's been stressed out, but he's been doing all right though.
Yeah, he's been holding on pretty good. And then Kyle, he's working every day, broke all the time. So he's doing good. Here goes Janae. She's doing good. She's, you know, getting paychecks, can't spend them because she lets people break into her car and steal her cards.
Yeah, that's so. What just happened, ladies and gentlemen. Literally, yeah, this week. Why the fuck was her shit in the car? Because she had the nerve to say, because it's convenient. Yeah. Yeah. It's convenient. All right. Gives you a whole different definition and meaning of that word, goofball.
She's broke, so she's been over every other day to get money.
Yeah, that's the only time we see her.
So, I made them come today because I went to the grocery store.
Mom, doing too much.
I do too much. But when I go to Aldi's, I get them some things.
Yeah, and you're still doing too much.
It is, but it's cheap, so don't matter. And they eat, so that's good. Not moldy bread.
This motherfucker had a nerve that had to say that. I just bought that loaf of bread the other day. No, you didn't if it's mold already in it. The hell you talking about, man?
I don't know. I'm like, well, just take the mold off and eat it. You'll be fine.
No different when his ass was in high school talking about the condom was thrown into his backpack by his friends. Right.
Oh, that's a prankster joke there, yeah, Kyle.
Shut the fuck up. Lying ass fucking... Young ass out here fucking trying to be slick about it.
But they're doing great.
Yeah, they're doing good.
They are. Being their age.
Oh, man. I mean, and I know people that listen to our podcast, they can relate to a lot of different stories with their families and especially mm-hmm. their kids during their teenage years. And our kids are early adult years now. So if you guys also have some funny stories, reach out to us, man. We would love to sit back and crack up with y'all.
Yeah.
We definitely would, man, because these kids be on some bullshit, man.
Oh, my.
They do.
So, yeah, why Janae was here today. Of course, she had to lay in the bed and get all comfy and shit.
I seen that.
You seen that?
Fucking with our new bed.
Oh, well, I did that because I was sitting there. Mm-hmm. So while I'm sitting there, she's on the phone to some kid she does not know.
Imagine that with these right? kids these days.
Because they're all going through the motions of, okay, so how tall are you? So
oh, God, yeah, the way these kids have to date these days. And you,
I know, it's so
you
strange.
Poor, sorry bastards on Tinder. Sorry. This is how I feel.
So, you know, I
what happened to the old school way of doing things? Go out there, take a chance, get an STD. You never know. Get COVID. Something.
So,
what happened to the blind date days, man? What happened?
I don't know.
What happened? That created funny stories.
Yeah.
It just it did. Now the blind date is you actually looking at their profile picture, knowing there's 80 filters on that shit.
Right.
I'm like, no. But yeah, but she's talking to this fucko.
Yeah, so course, you know I have to run my mouth.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I said a lot of shit.
You guys really have no idea about Gina, y'all. Y'all really don't, but you do. You get glimpses of it on the podcast sometimes, but for real though.
Yeah.
She'd be like, going off.
He's like, your mom is really, really like that, ain't she? She's like, yes, she is.
Hold up, in regards to what?
Me being spicy.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, man, don't get your little new boy toy beat the fuck up. Talking about my woman. Got me fucked up out here, playa.
No. He was calling me a gangster.
Yeah, he don't know.
Because I said that she gets hangry. What?
Yeah, these kids do. They'll say anything to get some pussy and dick. That's what they do.
Oh, that reminds me. Because then they were talking about like that. Talking about sex. And Janae was like, I'm not having sex. She's like, especially if I don't know you. It won't be right away. He's like, well, I have to have a lot of sex. he's like, I am, pretty much I'm a go-getter. So I'm like,
I admire his adolescent honesty. That's what all dudes are thinking. Right? They're going to tell you everything you want to hear to get in them draws.
He's like, I'm on 5 times a day.
Oh, I'm man, like, bullshit. Don't
Janae, mind, man. You don't know yet. He hasn't damn, grown
five
up.
5 times a day. Get the fuck out of here. How old is this dude? 16?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, he must not work enough.
Yeah, he ain't doing something.
Then they talked about Amazon. He's like, so is it true that the women out there cheat on all their husbands? She's like, everybody's cheating. It is very true.
I mean, welcome to the United States of America. Matter of fact, third rock from the sun. I mean, shit. Anywhere on this God-given country, globe, continent.
In a factory setting.
Blue pebble.
Everybody's fucking.
It ain't named no damn just factory setting. Have you ever worked in a hospital clinic? Yes, you have.
That's a factory.
Have you worked in a grocery store or convenience store?
They bring
store?
The people in and get the man, people out. That's people, a factory.
People gonna fuck, man.
Factory.
They gonna fuck. A lot of people got work wives and work husbands.
Yes, it's weird.
Y'all goofy as fuck, man. I don't understand you motherfuckers with this stupid shit that y'all do. If you can't stand that motherfucker, kick his black ass out. God dang.
Simple.
What is taking so long?
Goodness.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the mortgage gets paid. I didn't want to trigger you, but hey, you know. Speaking of trigger, it's been kind of funny all the backlash Dave Chappelle special's been getting. Mm-hmm. And I get it on certain aspects and where certain people come from and stuff. But if you really, in my opinion, watched that special the way it was intended to be watched,
mm-hmm.
It shouldn't bother you as much.
No. No, not at all.
And that's no offense to anybody that listens to our podcast, because we haven't quite the audience. And we love our audience. We love our listeners. We definitely do. We have, mm-hmm. You know, all over the spectrum. All over the spectrum. Whatever your orientation is, whatever you into, we support whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. What you're into is what you're into.
As long as nobody's getting hurt
and you are doing things legally. As long as you're happy, period.
Well, who's to say we're doing things legally in the first place?
Well, I'm talking about the, you know, the bullshit that happens out there in the world. You know, I'm not talking to the pedos and I'm not talking to them people. I'm talking about to the people who, if that's the lifestyle you chose, who gives a fuck what other people think? Even if it is a comedy special.
Mm-hmm.
People are entitled to have their opinions. You definitely have your opinions.
I love
We all have our opinions. We all have our own opinions. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of us being our own universes. That's right. Quote that. I said it.
You did.
We are our own universes. We really are. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of it. And at the same time, man, you can't, you know, you got to allow other people too. If there are ignorant people out there that are around you, stuff like that, first of all, do whatever you can to get them the fuck out of your life. If you're forced to have to be around them, such as at work, you don't have to entertain that bullshit either. It doesn't have to affect your psyche and the way you feel about yourself and what you enjoy and what you're into.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if the dude next to you drops the F-bomb? And you know what I'm talking about. Drops the F-bomb. He's probably just worried that dicks taste delicious. You just never know. Why are you worried about it, homie? Damn. Relax, man. That's his business. That's her business. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Or whatever pronoun you go by. That's your business. Period.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, some of the backlash that I've been seeing is just a lot of people, I don't feel like just, they don't have an open mind either. Mm-hmm. Outside of just the, not just the traditional way of quote unquote living. Mm-hmm. And what it should be. Your preference is your preference, point blank to end.
Yeah. Nobody's kind anymore. Nobody's judgmental.
You mean nobody's, yeah, nobody's, you, what did you say? Nobody's judgmental? No, it seems like a lot of people are judgmental. But
I said
nobody's kind and nobody's,
everybody's
judgmental.
Okay, we got that now.
Well, I'm deaf. You got to give me some, you got to give me a moment. That's why I rely on you. I tell you this all the time. I need you for your ears. You need me for my eyes. You can't be acting like you can't hear like
a... I can fucking see just fine.
No, I need you for your eyes. And you need me for my eyes. But you need my eyes more than yours because yours be fucked up. Let's just keep it 100.
Mine is fucking amazing. What the fuck is wrong with them?
But my hearing is trash. And when Gina want to walk around the house and listen like a dude, we got a problem. I tell her all the time, we both can't listen like dudes around here.
Well, we do.
What?
I hear when I want to.
See, that's some bullshit. That's my job, not yours.
My not eyes fair. Have been fine. There's nothing wrong with my eyes.
Mm.
We'll have to talk about this.
Okay. Yeah, because I still rely on you. We got to work as a team is the point I'm getting at. We got to be a team.
I can't see at night, though.
That's your ears and my eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, man. Teamwork.
We're fucked up people.
No, it ain't no fucked up people. When you get older in relationships, ladies and gentlemen, this is teamwork here.
Yeah, and we're both fucked. So, it don't matter.
But here's the beauty of a relationship. If you're in a true one, at least you're fucked together.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Anything been exciting out there, babe, that you came across? Any new information? Anything that has piqued your interest here lately?
I don't know. There's nothing really.
Got a fruit fly flying around.
I know it.
Well, we got a garden update.
Oh, yeah, we do. We've been
speaking
working
of fruit
garden.
Flies, yeah.
Everything is still fucking producing. I have no idea why it won't stop.
We're in the middle of October right now, man.
Because I need to do some other things. And I don't want to rip them out because they've... You know, setting fruit. So, yeah.
They get ready to get ripped out soon, y'all. I just haven't told her yet.
Some, yes.
Yeah, so no. We're going to have to. Yeah, because we're making room.
Yeah, some are completely done, we know.
Yeah.
So those need to go. And a couple of the peppers have stopped. And then, a couple of them. Other are just trying to get out the last of them. And then you got the others that just fucking just like, I'm going again. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a lot. So it's
kind of like that 16-year-old needing sex 6 times a day.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Similar.
Yeah, but we still have a bunch of peppers.
Mm-hmm. We do
a bunch of peppers. Tomatoes are pretty much done.
No.
No, I mean, we got the little ones. We got a bunch of the little ones, the crazy berry cherries.
Oh my god, I just stopped picking them because it was just too fucking many. I mean,
so note
like,
to self, from last year to this year, we are definitely not going to have as many plants as last year going into next year.
No, actually, we will have probably about the same amount.
No, we
but
won't.
They will be the ones that I liked this year. And I might add one new one or something like that, just to see what it is. But no, it'll be things that we want and not...
Over 100 something plants, dear.
Just everything. Just okay. To see what it does.
But yes, this year was an experimental
it
year.
Was. Mm-hmm. It was pretty fucking fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got lots of things that I want to regrow next year.
Yeah.
I'll bring in my jalapeno plant.
Try to overwinter some?
No, that'll be my 2-year one. Mm-hmm. So I want to at least overwinter that one.
Yeah.
So I'll bring that one in and... What other ones? The roses are just going crazy.
Yes, they are. After that whole conundrum.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yep, and I got some fall crops going on right now. Put the broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower. We still got to get carrots and stuff out there. And the other reason why I brought that up just now is because we did lose those roses during that deep freeze that we had earlier this year. Yeah. Texas went through it the worst. Didn't nobody know how to drive in.
Yeah, so
yeah, we lost all that shit going so into it, and the rose replaced. Bushes had to be replaced. Yep.
Yeah, they had to be replaced, and they. Because I was like, I did what you tell me to, but it's not growing. It's not doing anything. And I'm sending pictures. I'm like, see? Here's today. See? Nope. So they was like, oh my. So they sent us some new ones.
Yeah. Which they were gracious enough. And we talked about it on the podcast before. They were gracious enough to do that.
Which those ones aren't flowering. They flowered a little bit in the beginning. And that was about it. I got, I think, what was it, 3 of the rose hips. And then I was watching them daily. I was like, oh my God, that's so neat. Because I wanted to eat one.
Well, you also wanted to use rose hips for a lot of other things, too.
Right.
For like,
well, I know this first year I'm not going to.
Oils and stuff.
I wasn't even supposed to get any.
But we did.
But we got 3. So yeah. I thought that was cool. And, the damn green worms or something got to him before I did. And I'm like, dude, they've been on here for like 3 months. Mm-hmm. You just had to pick it.
Well, I mean, that's part of gardening. And a lot of people that garden that listen to our podcast, they know the ups and downs.
Yeah. So I let them dry a little bit on the thing until they got dried. And then I spreaded the seeds in a bucket. So, hopefully, or not a, whatever they're called, Jesus.
Whatever they're what? What do you mean?
The container.
Oh, in the grow bag?
No, I did it in the container that's next to the
roses. Oh, okay, yeah, in front of the greenhouse.
Yeah, I put a whole bunch of seeds in there.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens if they overwinter and start growing. There's stuff that's growing in there, and I don't know what it is. And there's
that's
oh my
the mysteries.
Goodness. Oh, there's shit growing in the where the grass is, and I don't know what it is either.
Yeah, man, she brought that to like, my attention last week. I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
It looked like somebody threw out like a whole bunch of seeds. I mean, all over the place, and they're tiny, tiny, and they just there's a lot of them.
That's just you sleepwalking, throwing shit out there.
So I'm like, no, no, the peppers couldn't even do that. The peppers could probably make 1 or 2 plants. No, not a, not reseeder backyard. With
yes,
I don't
it
know
is.
What it is. If it is crazy, I don't know.
We get volunteers all over the place. Like, it's like, where did that even fucking come from?
Right, we
That's
do.
Part of gardening, man. That's
it's
the fun,
fun
part of it. Hopefully, if you guys haven't done that and haven't embarked into growing your own food yet, we encourage you to do so.
Yes.
Even if you have a limited amount of space, if you have a balcony, you can get some buckets.
Yeah.
Man, grow you a couple plants, man, just to get started, just to kind of learn the process.
Get the green stock.
Yeah, man.
Those are great for permits. I said that before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, learn how to grow some of your own food, man. Look around you, ladies and gentlemen. Your civil liberties are being taken away.
The thing of it is, it's basically free food. Yes, you pay what? $1
it's a return on investment is what it is. It's not free, but it's a return on investment.
But if it's the seeds that you like and you ended up liking that, you just save seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And there's your replenished of seeds. So you don't have to buy anymore. So your first cost
after
is just, you know, getting it going.
And this funny part is I talked to my boss about that today because I asked him how the okras are doing.
Mm-hmm.
For new listeners that may be listening and hopefully we didn't bore you with this garden talk, but if you are bored with the garden talk, just fast forward. We get to some shit here in a little bit.
Oh,
but I talked to my boss today, and I was asking him how the okra plants are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying for the new listeners, I gave my boss some okra seeds that we had because he didn't have any seeds and couldn't find any, and he planted some, and they all only grew like 2 feet tall, which I don't understand, but they're producing like a mug and ain't got no leaves on them. And he's still got a bunch of okras coming now all
really?
Of a sudden. Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
And he's got one that's, he said, man, I've never seen one get so huge. I said, that's because you're not supposed to let it get that big for one.
Right.
And you're going to want to let that one wooden up so you could save the seeds out of it. He says, oh, that's when I save the seeds? And he's got property, you know, right. He's out on land, got a lagoon. He was talking about his lagoon has some volunteers around it and some weird shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, and but I told him, I said, that's how you collect the seeds. He's like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. I'll keep that in mind, but I'll take some pictures so you can see them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty awesome. How neat.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see how this winter is going to be with the broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. Last year, I had one cauliflower that was going well until the freeze happened. Mm-hmm. I had some broccoli going well until the freeze happened. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what the fuck I was doing with Brussels sprouts. But I did grow some during the spring and summer, and I think I got it pretty much figured out now. But during the winter months, it's going to be a little bit different. No, but
they didn't produce, but they
produce little tiny
itty bitty itty bitty.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, I got an idea because how this is going to go.
Probably the heat stumped them, so they're just like, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing now, especially during this time of year with winter coming, the seasons changing. So I'm gonna get back into my bag when it comes to that again this year and give it my second attempt to see what happens. Because last year I got cheated.
Yeah,
I did, man. Thanks, -23 degrees.
Yeah, killed everything almost.
And 70-mile-per-hour winds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it made it tough producing things.
Well, a lot of people lost their early spring, mm-hmm. you know, plants and
right.
and foliage and crops and stuff like that, too, that they had planned for the year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't take mine out until Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Or around that weekend. Because, yeah, I'm not going to waste what I've just been working on for months.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not gonna try it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pushing it in May.
Yeah, sometimes that's too early for some of the, you know, because mm-hmm. some people think you're supposed to plant a lot of things to the same time. And I thought that too in the beginning of gardening.
See, that was the thing, that my tomatoes went out, but my peppers stayed in until I think June.
And we struggled the last few years with tomatoes. Last mm-hmm. year was my fault. The year before that, we just couldn't get them to grow, and then we've had blight with some of them that we've gotten and stuff. It's just like, man, what is going on? Until we really kind of switched it up and started growing from seed on our own.
Right.
And mm-hmm. this year, we had an overabundance of tomatoes.
I got so many canned sauce.
Yeah, we're ready for the COVID apocalypse.
Right.
We definitely are ready. But yeah, man, we enjoy gardening. Hopefully you guys, if you ever get the opportunity to do so, please do. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to do it. You don't need a whole lot of space. Just try it out. Grow one plant at a time. Learn it. Study it.
Yeah.
Because eventually, man, you never know what life may lead you down into doing and having to do for you and your families.
And it's not only that. You're learning. You're learning something that a lot of people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not passed down no more.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of things that aren't passed down.
What's passed down is you go to the store to get your food.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Or the drive-thru.
So, it helps you grow as the individual that's, you know, you're supposed to be.
And also what you put in mm-hmm. is what you're going to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Whatever you're throwing down the hatch.
And it's okay, too. I've fucked up so many times.
Yeah, man. We're going to continue to keep fucking up.
So many things.
Yes, man. We're going to continue to do that because that's part of the learning process. And every year, the climate is different.
It is. So you have to work around it.
You got to work around that. Farmer's Almanac, how often is it right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to look at it, you know, from a broad range of perspective. But, I mean, every year is going to be different. You can't rely on just, you know, certain parts of information, even when it comes to the climate and how you're going to grow your vegetables, mm-hmm. how you're going to grow your fruit, and how your plants are going to react. All that shit is different every year.
You'll get to a space where you just know, and you learn the plants, and they learn you, and you guys connect. You'll know. You'll know when they need food. Mine need food so bad. They've been screaming at
me. Hippie alert.
Yeah. But seriously, you do. You see which ones are pissed. I don't know what one of the rose bushes got something going on, and I don't know what to do.
Listen, some of these bitches be dramatic. I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold y'all for real. Some of them be dramatic.
I know.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with this damn plant?
I've got the plants in the bedroom so calmed down because I play music for them all day long. So they are just like so chilled and happy in there. And they're like, yeah, see me.
I said, is that what they're doing?
Yeah. They do. They're having a nice time.
Yeah. Because some people do know that too. You know, plants mm-hmm. like music.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. do. So yeah, they get that megahertz shit. Man, they just wiggle all day.
They get the megahertz shit?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's tickling their circadian rhythms and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You see why Queen Sheba's like, I mean, I don't know.
Queen Sheba, that's my girl, y'all.
She went through a damn.
I have to post a new picture of Queen Sheba on our Instagram page. Check that out this weekend. I will make sure to post a picture of Queen Sheba. Make sure you like it and let us know in the comments if you are one of the listeners that isn't an introvert, even though most of our audience is. Let us know in the comments below. Yo, the podcast sent me here. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Check out our prayer plant, our lemon lime prayer plant. I named her Queen Sheba.
Yep. So, well, I'll make sure I'll wait to propagate it.
She's the first one we have.
Yeah. I've took a whole bunch of babies from her. I got to do it again.
Yeah, she having kids.
No, I make kids.
I know, that's what I'm saying. She having kids. You propagated so some
she,
kids.
Yeah, she does. She's got...
And it started with me by accident. There's and it wasn't even by accident. Of one of her dreads fell out, man.
Yeah.
So and I was so upset, y'all. You should have seen me.
I said, I'll fix it.
And she had to tell me to calm down. I was mad. Yeah. I love that plant.
Yeah.
That's don't judge me, y'all.
Yeah, she's real full. She's really happy, so... I'll keep doing the music.
Yeah, just let them rock out and do their things. Because yeah. Here soon we're going to have to start firing them humidifiers up with how dry it's been.
Mm-hmm.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
You know one thing that's changed our lives, y'all? Let's let you know we getting old. We getting old. We got an air purifier.
For the bedroom.
And that shit has been awesome.
It is.
See, I told you we getting old, y'all. Y'all understand. Y'all relate out there. Like, y'all waited this long to get one? Yeah, man. You know.
We didn't know.
We growing up still.
We got a new bed.
Yeah, we talked about that last episode.
I know. It came. Well, the frame hasn't.
Yeah, we still waiting on the frame. It's still waiting in the Suez Canal somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're waiting that. But we got the bed, and oh, my God. It was like, for one, it's a little bigger, so we don't have to be next to each other.
It's a lot bigger.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's great. And
it's that Tempur-Pedic action, man.
Yeah. And it's fun. My it goes whole up soul and down. Sinks into
it. It's fun. It goes up and down. Keep it talking does. Dirty.
No, okay. I don't got any more to say.
Yes, you do.
But it's amazing.
Yeah. It is nice. It's one of those things. Return on investment, people. We just got done talking about growing your own vegetables and fruit, eating as much of that as you can. You know, what you're getting in is what you put out. And sometimes a good night's rest, man, is important too, man. Okay.
See, our old hand-me-down bed, it was like it floated.
Yeah.
And it was like any movement was felt throughout the entire bed.
And you could be lazy with sex, too. It was awesome.
Like... When he would snore,
bouncing.
The bed would go back and forth.
Man, what you mean, man? Don't act like I'm the only one who snores around this bitch.
My watch says I do not snore.
I don't care what your watch says. I'm the one who laid next to you with no space every night.
Aren't I supposed to believe electronics?
No, you have a fucking... We won't get into that. But Gina hates electronics and technology. But moving forward.
We have a funny friendship.
But yes, the snoring moved the bed back and forth, swayed to and fro across the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah.
When the train goes by, which we're what? Like a mile from the train.
Mm-hmm.
So... We could still fill it in the bed. The bed.
Not in the near future, though, man. This shit is going to be over with.
I grew up
in train I don't want to live tracks. By none of that shit no more. I'm done. If we're going to be country, god dang it. We're going to be country, all right?
Well, all right.
All right now.
Okay.
Oh, man, baby. Man, Not to really switch gears into something that's it was a pretty sad news article that I came up on. But it does go into a subject that I do want us to talk about as a serious subject for the podcast to kind of close it out. And I'm pretty sure we'll be talking about this for the next few minutes. But for those of you that know who Hitman Holla is, I'm sure a lot of people don't, that may be listening. And those that do listen to our podcast, as part of that culture, the battle rap culture, you know what I'm talking about. He was very popular in the URL. That's where he got that's where he got his name and how he got his start. He's also one of the people on Wildin' Out. If you watch Wildin' Out, he's one of the freestylers and rappers that's on that show. But this came across my Twitter earlier this week, and I'm just going to read it. If you want to look at it, it's in People Magazine is where I pulled this description of what happened with Hitman Holla. And it said, Hitman Holla said that four people broke into the couple's home, him and his girlfriend's home, and her name is Cinnamon, while she was at home alone. And it starts out by saying, Wildin' Out star Hitman Holla says his girlfriend was hospitalized this week after she was shot during a home invasion. So on Tuesday, the television personality shared details about the experience on his Instagram page, in which he said that four people had broken into his home the night before while his girlfriend Cinnamon was alone inside. And during the encounter, one of the invaders shot her. And he said on his Instagram page on his Instagram page, bullet went through her cheek, out the back of her head. She's at the hospital now being strong. Send prayers my way because y'all couldn't imagine what I'm going through right now. Pray for me too because I'm ready to lose it all.
That's terribly sad.
Yeah, and in the caption of the post, Hitman Holla explained that he was on FaceTime with her when the house was broken into, adding that he was coaching her on what to do 1,000 miles away. He was away working. Yeah, on FaceTime when this all happened. And he went on, he continued to say, she showed courage and let off shots defending her home. I'm so proud of how she was so brave. I can't stop crying, man. Please send positive energy our way. I need it, y'all. I really, really need it. I've never felt this kind of pain. This message was for my fans, family, and friends all at once. Please help us get through this. So, thinking about that, and, you know, I mean, definitely prayers, positive energy to him and his girlfriend, Cinnamon, their families, their friends, their loved ones. That is one thing that would petrify me to death. If you're away for work, or you're away just at your regular job, and your wife or your husband's at home alone, and all of a sudden, four people break into the home. Didn't know she was there. I guess the details are still coming out about this case in particular. I don't think anybody's been arrested. Nobody's been apprehended or anything like that, from far as I know, as far as recording time. That's one thing that would petrify any family to death. Whether it's not just your wife or your husband, it could be your kids. It could be, you know, somebody home. And then all of a sudden you got four people that are armed. All four had firearms, according to what I understood. And she defended herself by, you know, getting the firearm, and him, you know, freaking out, not knowing what to do, being 1,000 miles away on FaceTime trying to coach. Fortunately, yes, she is still alive. She is in the hospital. She did post up on her Instagram page. She was laying in the hospital bed, putting up a peace sign, and said some really kind words to everybody that showed concern and love. And she's, you know, she's afraid now. Like, I can't believe this would happen. And it goes to show, too, it doesn't matter what station in life you're in. Also, you know, wherever you live, wherever you, you know, it doesn't, none of that stuff matters. I mean, safety is always first, the best way possible. But in a situation like that, like, one thing I internalized about it is I couldn't imagine if I was away and something like that were to happen to you and you were home alone and four or five people that are armed just burst into the house. That's four or five guns against one gun. It's four or five people against one person. That's scary.
Yeah.
So please, ladies and gentlemen that do listen to our podcast, do the best you can to make sure your family's safe. I know this is probably a sensitive thing, but I'll come out the closet to tell you, yeah, I'm pro Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
I got guns. I just talked about on the last episode how me and one of our sons went to the shooting range. Like, and yes, you could present the argument about automatic rifles and things like that, but a situation like this just kind of evoked the thought in me and the feelings that I have had personally over the years about automatic rifles, ARs. Yes, there's been tragedies that have happened in this country where, you know, those certain individuals didn't have any fucking reason to have an AR and just did stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're home alone, all you have is a pistol or a shotgun, and I'm not saying that's all you have. I mean, that's still something. That's something that's still better than nothing. But if you got four or five people that are invading your home, I'm going to probably want to take my chances with an automatic rifle if I'm outnumbered.
Yeah.
Just saying. And I'll just leave it at that from my end of it. I'm just saying.
I'm going. People at least one of them are going.
Well, I'm just, you know, I mean, there's been arguments. And yes, there's been some valid arguments on both sides of the equation, even when it comes to automatic rifles.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is taking a different turn, but I'm just saying, there's, yes, I see both sides of the argument. But when you're outnumbered and you're alone, what chances are you willing to take mm-hmm. when it comes to your life and the safety of your family or your kids and your children at home? Just your home, period. You just got to, man, what are your thoughts? I got to collect mine on that, because just reading that story and hearing that story just had me devastated. Like, wow, that's messed up, man.
That's a lot of evil out there.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit. A lot too much.
A lot of people are desperate and struggling.
Doesn't,
and we all are. Everybody we're all is. Struggling, man. Yeah.
Everybody yeah. struggles in their own way.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you can take them or take their stuff.
Yeah.
So this world's gone crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
Well, I already know how you would get down. Since you've been already called gangster by a complete 16-year-old stranger that doesn't know you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, man, I know there's, I mean, whatever side of the equation that you fall on, whatever side of the fence you fall on, even just about firearms, I mean, and that's just on one small level of what's been going on throughout the world, throughout our country in particular, whether you're on the side of being vaccinated or not vaccinated, there's just a whole lot of division that is just it's just a breeding ground of just destruction in our country that mm-hmm. just worries me. And okay. it continues to worry me. And not so much for us in particular, but it does, but for our future generations, for our kids, for our future grandkids and things of that nature. So, just be open-minded. Don't just pick one solid side over an argument over the other. You don't live in certain people's situations or conditions. And trust me, even though I brought up this situation with Hitman Holland and his girlfriend Cinnamon, he's not one of those guys. Because people automatically probably want to think that, mm-hmm. oh, because he's a battle rapper and he's some type of rapper and he's on the show wilding out and all this other stuff. That doesn't mean anything.
Normal people.
Just because I'm light-skinned with tattoos, may have braids soon whenever Gina gets her shit together, doesn't mean I'm some type of thug or some type of threat or some type of gangster or anything like that. Don't ever judge a book by its cover, because too many of you guys, and not our listeners in particular, because our listeners are awesome, but our listeners know there's too many people out there that are just stuck in that ignorant way of thinking and just doesn't respect other people's, you know, decisions and what they want to do with their lives and what they make in their lives and what they do in their family's lives. Because at the end of the day, why does that even matter to you?
Mm-hmm.
Whether they choose to have a firearm in the home or whether they don't. You know, shit, personally, my ex-wife, she did not want guns in the house. She was vehemently against having guns in the house. Me, on the other hand, I've already made it clear what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
I've made it clear about what I'm about. So, sometimes you, and if you're in a situation right now in a relationship where you want to sit down with your significant other or your spouse because they may have a different view about even having firearms in the home, or, you know, some of those hard discussions about vaccination and anything that you might be dealing with right now, you still have to sit down and talk about those things.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to talk about it. because I know a lot of people out there too are forced now into getting vaccinated. That's another thing that's going on because of the mandate that's been passed down through creepy Joe Biden. But I don't want to go through my opinions on that necessarily either. But whatever your situation is, you know, you guys got to be able to communicate those through those things and move forward and just adjust and make any proper adjustments going along, you know, down the road or in the future. If things do continue to come to fruition or things happen, you just got to be able to call an audible and be able to adjust with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to do that. So, but yes, definitely prayers, condolences. We send all our sympathy and love, specifically to Hitman Holland and his girlfriend Cinnamon, specifically to everybody else that listens to our podcast that are going through tough times, as well as everybody else, you know, in this country. Not trying to compare people's situations. Don't compare yourself to other people's situations, mm-hmm. whether their situation seems to be more positive or more negative than yours. Everybody has their own cards that they're dealt with in life and dealt on that table of life. And you just got to play them the best you can, because you're not going to hold on to the same hand. The hand changes. So mm-hmm. just try your best to stay.
Oh, high and right.
Yes, and positive.
Always.
Yeah, man.
That just changing that your mindset so you can, I don't know, see more things that are just nice that you want to be towards or
yeah.
want to be around.
And to me too, man, to kind of go along with what you're saying and piggybacking off of me just going off a little bit about it, don't be so married to a particular ideology to where you actually pigeonhole yourself, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
where you keep yourself or keep yourself in this proverbial box, so to speak. You know, don't be just so solid in just one ideology over another. You know, I've always, one of my idols growing up, and he's still one of my idols, is Bruce Lee,
mm-hmm.
The Art of Jeet Kune Do, the book Tao of Jeet Kune Do,
yes.
and some of the things that he philosophized and talked about. And he was like one of the original creators of what would be considered now MMA, mixed martial arts. He didn't just believe in having one style. He didn't believe in just teaching a certain ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
He said, take the best of every style you could possibly learn and create your own.
Mm-hmm.
Create your own self-defense
system.
It's
learning. It's growing. It's
yes.
keeping you aware
mm-hmm.
of your surroundings at all times. Being able to do any situation at all times.
And just being open-minded to new information.
Mm-hmm.
Or information you may not understand. Because, you know, that's one of those sayings that we've known, you know, growing up for years too. And that's been around for a long time. People fear the unknown. People fear mm-hmm. things that they don't understand. So, but yes, just stay open-minded. Stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, like I said, don't be so, you know, so cemented in just one way of life. And that's just the way it is. And, you know, even when it comes to religion, and, you know, some of you people just don't want to admit it. But you want to say, oh, my religion is the only right one. No.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
I follow like 50 million religions.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My God is the only true God. Whoa. Just take it easy. You know. So, but anyway, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and close this bad boy on up. Ghost, why are you whining? Yes, Ghost is in the house. Ghost says hello, everyone, as he's licking the air for no reason. Any last words you want to give everybody, baby, before we end this episode? Any announcements? Anything special?
No, I'd say just grow your compassion. Look at everybody that you need to and love them anyways.
Sometimes that's easier said than done. I understand.
Hey, you just gotta.
Because sometimes I just be wanting to smack motherfuckers, man. It is what it is,
smack
okay?
A lot of them, but I don't. I wish them well.
I'll be real close to doing it, though.
I wish that, you know, the next person doesn't punch them.
And I might be that person. Sorry. Not sorry. But yes. All right. You say grow your compassion. I don't know what I want to tell people this particular episode in particular. I've said a lot already.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like. But I'll just continue to go along with the narrative that I've been saying. Find a reason if you are going through dark or tough times or depressive times, whether it's financially, whether it's, you know, job-wise or with your families or respective careers, whatever the case may be, find a reason, even if it's once a day, to put a smile on your face, to laugh, something, one reason a day. It just starts with one. Just start with one. Just once a day.
Tell yourself even if it what's is, so amazing about yourself once
if,
a day.
Even if it is dark humor, you got to start somewhere, okay? Find a reason to laugh every day. Find a reason to smile.
The stuff that I was learning, I listened to a podcast today, and the stuff that I've been learning, you know, when I'm talking to my keepers or spirit guide, whoever's supposed to, I just talk. And I cuss, I say this, I say that, and I'll start laughing. It's as though you know me. So today I was listening to a podcast, and they said, it's okay to be funny. I'm like, shit, I'm real funny. All the time. I try to get serious, but it's just,
so you know. think you're funny all the time.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm kidding, baby. Sometimes you're not. Somebody was mad at me this week on some bullshit.
Yeah, I was fucking mad.
Man, whatever.
I was mad
by yourself. We ain't gonna end a podcast with this shit.
I was mad because of
somebody was being a straight asshole.
The ripple effect of everything.
Just an asshole. Like, that's my job, to be the asshole around here.
Right. No.
All right, everybody. But we do appreciate you guys that do take the time out to listen to us every other week.
Yeah.
If you want to reach out to us, if you have anything you would like us to talk about, anything in the, just reach out to us in our description. That's underneath the podcast, whatever avenue you choose, reach out to us, hit us with some subjects.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate it. All right, everybody, we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces. Bullshit, man.
You fucking bullshit.
Just an asshole. Bullshit.
Yep.
Gonna get mad about a bottle of cinnamon.
Motherfucker.
Bottle of cinnamon. That's